A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Karisus Chaf Dalud, Karisus 24b, pagination is 48. We're going to be starting at the beginning of a line with the words Rabbi Eliezer Omer. It can be found midway in the upper lines of the page, quoting from the Mishnah with the two dots. So let's go back to the Mishnah, one page earlier, yesterday's Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, and at the beginning of the wide lines, we're presented with the case, Hamevi Asham Talui, a person is bringing this type of atonement karban, where he's not sure if he did the Avera, V'noda lo shelo chata, and he finds out that he did not do the Avera. We had an alternative scenario where he for sure did the Avera purposely, but that's not the way the Mishnah is presenting this particular case. That also is absolved of Asham Talui, but that's not this particular case where he's processing, he's doing, he designated his karban, and then he finds out that it's not needed. And the Mishnah told us, Imad Shelo Nishchat, it was not yet shecht, it's a live animal. Yetze v'yira b'ediv Reb Meir. Reb Meir says the entire concept of Asham Talui in this case is undone, and the animal is free to go. It's chulin. It's not sacred. V'chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say that the nature of designation of an Asham Talui is besofik. It's doubtful. That's how he's doing it. He's not sure if he did the Avera. And therefore it's done with great generosity. Libo Nokfo, he's nervous about this Avera. And Yira Adche Yistoev, it has to have a blemish before it can be transferred out to Chulin. V'yimocha v'yipludam av l'nedava, and the money would be used for Karbanos. But until it gets a mum, until it gets a blemish, it still has to be regarded as sacred. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, which is our focus today, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yikarev, you can actually bring this Asham Talui for the person who designated it as an Asham Talui. Shem Eina Baal Chetzeh, because if it won't come on this Avera, because it was Noda Lo Shalochata, he found out he doesn't need it, Hariu Baal Chet Acher, there's always another Chet, another shortcoming, for which the Asham Talui can atone. So let's turn back to today's daf. Again, Rabbi Eliezer Omer in the beginning of a line, midway in the upper lines. Rabbi Eliezer, lama li chait. According to Rabbi Eliezer, why do you need a chait? Remember, the wording of the Mishnah in explaining Rabbi Eliezer was, you can bring the Asham Talui, because if it doesn't come on this Avera, it comes on a different Avera. Ha'omar Rabbi Eliezer Asham Talui b'nedava asi. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can bring an Asham Talui as a donation. This concept of Rabbi Eliezer is brought on the facing page over here, tomorrow's daf, Karisus Chafhei, and Rabbi Eliezer, in the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the thinner lines, says that it could be brought b'nedava. If it can be brought b'nedava, then why is the reasoning being given that it's going to atone on a different Avera? Detanan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, misna devodam Asham Talui b'chol yom, you can bring an Asham Talui every day as a donation. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi answered, Rabbi Eliezer de Amru lo hu. We're talking about the Rabbi Eliezer of they told him. Ditnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mitzvah Shem will do this shortly in tomorrow's session. Ela Omrim lo hamtein ad sheteikanes leves hasafik. You have to wait until you get to a suffix, to a doubt that you might actually have an Avera and therefore an Asham Talui would be appropriate. Actually, let's do this now. It'll make this entire piece fall into place much easier. Facing page, Masnisin, about 10 lines up from the wides. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is what our Gemara just quoted. Rabbi Eliezer said, Misnadev adam asham talui b'chol yom, a person can donate an asham talui daily, b'chol eitz sheyirtze, whenever he wants. Hu haya nikra asham chasidim. Such a donation, asham talui, is called asham chasidim, the atonement of the pious. They didn't do anything technically wrong. And such a person who's being so into karbanos is pretty careful to begin with. Nevertheless, he wants to make sure that he's not walking around with any averos. He's constantly doing tshuva and he's on a greater level. So he's bringing an asham tali. Amru alav, it was said, Al Bava ben Buta, regarding Bava ben Buta, person, Shaya misnad devasham tali b'chol yom, he would dedicate an asham talui on a daily basis. That was his level of saintliness. Chutz me'achar yom ha'kippurim yom echad, except for immediately after Yom Kippur, you have to wait a day, because Bava ben Buta wanted to bring even that day, macharas yom ha'kippurim, the day after Yom Kippur. Omar Hamma'on Hazeh, he said, by the Beis HaMikdash, Ilu ayam anichim li, if they would let me, or Yisi Mevi, I would bring an Hashem Tali even today. There are new levels, new atonements to be achieved. Ela Omrim lo, but we tell him, Ham teinat shetekanes leves ha-sofek, you have to have enough time after Yom Kippur to enter into a doubt that perhaps there's something to atone for. And since Yom Kippur wipes the slate clean, and the things of Asham Talui are atoned for through Yom Kippur, so the day immediately after Yom Kippur, if you don't know what you're bringing your Asham Talui for, we do not have the ability to assume that there is chet here, and you have to wait a day in order to enter into the sense of doubt that maybe I did a violation and wasn't totally aware of the violation. You got to wait some time before that happens. Again, the key point here is that Yom Kippur wiped the slate clean. Going back to our Gemara, the Gemara commented about the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer said, Asham Tali, that you find out that you don't need it. Oh, you could still bring it, because Rabbi Eliezer holds of a Asham Tali binidava, a donation Asham Tali, lest I have done an Avera, I could just bring an Asham Tali. And the Gemara says, if so, why does the wording of the Mishnah follow the logic of if it's not on this Avera, it's on a different... Who needs any Avera? Misnadev. You could do it by donation. There's always a higher level of atonement to achieve. And the Gemara's answering that there was the dissenting approach, Amrulo, regarding that Rabbi Elazar Shita, which said, it's not totally binadava. It's not simply new levels and you could do it with a donation. There has to be enough room that a person could be worried that there is reason to bring an Asham Tali, just he's not sure. He's not sure which Avera he's bringing an Asham Tali for. But there has to at least be the possibility of an Asham Tali being warranted, and that's what our Mishnah was referring to when it said, if it's not brought on this Avera, it's brought on a different Avera. And that plays in to the theme that the day immediately following Yom Kippur, there's no reason for an Asham Talui, because at that point, you don't have a Chet Acher that can be assumed because the slate is clean. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.